Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did, because Jay Myers is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jay is a small business owner just like you and me. And he is the founder of his own company. And he's actually written a book called Keep Swinging, An Entrepreneur's Story of Overcoming Adversity, Achieving Business Success. And he's here to talk to us about what he thinks you and I need to be working on in our businesses to make sure that we not only survive the current economic issues, but that we actually survive them. Jay Myers, welcome back to the show.
Appreciate it, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Well, I'm glad to be back.
I want to get your thoughts on a couple of things. I want to talk about the economy and what you're doing. I think you could be a great inspiration for a lot of small business owners out there with your practices, your philosophy about how you're going to get through this downturn. But before we do, I want your thoughts on a couple of things. I've been telling my audience today that, and you may have heard me in the previous segment say that you know, we're all Americans. And we have a new American president. We're going to have a new American Congress. There are many, many things about those facts that make us come together and be one in terms of the way we face the world, the way we defend ourselves, some of the fundamental issues of being an American, and we can all agree on that. However, as small business owners, there are things that every president and every Congress, including the Republican Congress, including a Democrat Congress, doesn't matter, there are things that every one of those groups do that can either help or harm small business. And what do you think about my idea about that we can be Americans and we can support the next government, the next administration, but that doesn't mean that we can't fight for things that we disagree on with regard to specific issues impacting small business?
Oh, I absolutely think that, you know, yeah, that's not only that's what makes this the greatest country on earth. I mean, I think that we can certainly bring in some new ideas, new administration, and all you know, come together, but also have, you know, opportunities to debate, and I think that certainly in small business we need to do that. You know, there are so many small businesses in the United States. It is such an important part of our economy that I think that we are, it's not only our right to do that, I think it's our duty to go out there and to engage in a healthy debate about what we need.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And that's what we're going to have to do. And you know, one of the things that there was it was a great line a couple of years ago, back when Chirac was president of France, and the French were giving George Bush such a hard time. One of their left-leaning columnists wrote an article one time, and he said, you know, I realized that just because George Bush is for something doesn't make that wrong. That he actually might be for something that's right. And so I think that, you know, Mr. Obama is going to have a real groundswell of support behind him and a wind at his back. But I think small business owners need to take a deep breath and say, okay, let's make sure that we can fall in love with him as the new president, but let's make sure that we don't fall in love automatically with everything he proposes, because some of it may not be good for small business.
And I think you need to bring up those issues as time goes on. But, you know, Jim, I'll tell you, it's interesting. You know, we are in an economic downturn, and certainly you turn on the TV and, you know, I encourage my employees right now to, like, don't turn it on too often, or the radio, whatever, because there's such a consistent amount of bad news.
Oh, yeah, it's negative.
But,
it's all negative.
But let me say this much. I mean, and I guess, you know, don't tell everyone here, but I guess we are today. My business has never been better. I'm having a record year in terms of revenue with my company, Interactive Solutions, record year with profits. And I'll tell you, you know, when you talk about government and the new administration, all these things, quite honestly, you know, I'm a small business guy, and I just want the government to kind of, like, get out of my way. I've got a great opportunity with my business to continue to grow, And I just want to continue to do what we do best, which is to provide video conferencing technology, audiovisual technology in about 6 states in the Southeast, and just keep doing our thing. And honestly, I just don't want government to screw it up.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I was talking about. But you had the same attitude for the last president. The current president, the current Congress. You had the same attitude then as I did, and you have the same attitude now as we look into the next president. And that's my point about the issues. We can be loyal to our government, but still disagree on the issues that are hurting, that could hurt our small businesses.
Yeah, totally agree. But you know, since I started my business, I guess so in '96, Jim. So we had Clinton, then obviously Bush, 43 for a couple of terms, and now Obama.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make sure, as an American, I want the new administration to be successful. But more importantly, I just want to be able to provide my customers and my employees a continued growth and good opportunities. And, mm-hmm. and honestly, I'm very simple-minded about this. I just
right.
want them to get out of my way
yeah.
and not create problems for it. And honestly, in the last couple of months, in particular, with this media barrage
right.
of bad news, I have long-term customers, family members, employees coming to me asking me questions I've never been asked in almost 13 years,
like
which
what?
Is, how is your business doing? Are
yeah.
you going to be okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And,
I know.
You know, I love giving the answer because the answer is we're a debt-free company. We have managed very, very carefully our cash flow, our employee base and everything, and we're doing just great.
Well, and of course, now you have an industry. You're in an industry that is probably benefiting from some of the issues like high energy costs and that sort of thing, because you're in the business of putting business people together without them traveling.
That's a true statement. And it's interesting, though. You know, we have been consistently, fortunately, after the first few years, we've been consistently successful because we've been very careful about managing the company's growth. And I guess the message this morning for the listeners, Jim, is that, you know, you can carry this to a lot of small business people and people in general is, I run ISI just like I run my household,
mm-hmm.
debt-free. We don't go out and take on a bunch of financing and high interest rates. You know, in terms of this recession and all
but
this
crazy
behavior.
But if you had an opportunity to grow your business, would you turn that down just because it meant that you had to take out a bank loan?
Well, let me say this much: we have a line of credit. We use that judiciously.
So you're debt-free, but you do use credit. And see, I think that's an important thing. I want to talk about that when we come back on the other side of these messages. This is a really important point to make, ladies and gentlemen, for this time in the lives of our businesses. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jay Myers. He's the author of Keep Swinging. And you ain't had enough to eat. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Jay Myers is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. M-Y-E-R-S is his last name. If you're Googling him, he's the author of Keep Swinging. His company is ISI out of the great state of Tennessee, out of the great city of Memphis. Jay, tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, I started the company in 1996. We are based in Memphis, got offices in Nashville and Knoxville and Birmingham and Jackson, Mississippi and Little Rock. We do video conferencing, Jim, as well as audio-visual integration, a lot of stuff for medium to larger-sized businesses as well as hospitals and schools.
All right, and then give us the website again, please.
It's ISITN, like Tennessee, .com.
ISITN.com. So check that out, folks. If you want to see how a small business owner helps lots of different size companies connect with each other, Jay, I want to come back to what I was saying a minute ago. You mentioned you're debt free, but that doesn't mean that you don't use credit. And see, this is one of the things that I want to make sure that small business owners understand is you know, if I hadn't used bank credit, I couldn't have built my business to where it is right now. I wouldn't be in business today. Where would you be without a line of credit from a bank? And so we have to differentiate between going into debt for things that you don't need and using the credit facilities.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jim. And I think in our case, you know, yes, as the business has grown, you know, to pay vendors in a timely manner and do some other things to make sure your growth is supported. You do have to have a line of credit. But I think the key to it is that a line of credit, you know, for a business is like a credit card, but we always pay it off. And I think
right.
the difference in a lot of folks today out in the public, as well as businesses, is they have been living off of credit and making minimum payments, and I think that's one of the big reasons why we've had all these problems.
There's no question about it. Americans have got it. We've got to start living more within our means, no question. What are some of the other issues that that you're focusing on right now? You know, when I talk to small business owners, this is my second or third time to really focus on things in a downturn. First was the 2000 recession, happened at the end of 2000 and during 2001, and then we had we were attacked, and then we had lots of other problems in 2002, 2003. So this is, I guess, the third time I've really been talking to small business owners about this kind of an economy, and I keep telling them to focus on the fundamentals. You should always do that, Jay, but especially now, focusing on the fundamentals is the key, isn't it?
It really is, and in our case, I mean, again, we are very, very vigilant about looking at our cash flow and making sure our employee count is manageable in terms of number of employees. You know, we stay active in the sales process, making sure we're closing business in a timely manner. You just stay disciplined.
And you stay in more – you're listening to your customers more than you're listening to CNBC, aren't you?
Well, exactly. I think the media has just been absolutely horrible about just stirring the pot on this and making it you know, even more problematic. But, you know, Jim, to give a quote out of my book that my late mother had about, she had a thing about work ethic and everything and being successful, and she said, you know, keep your head down and your tail up. When we were kids, that's the way she would always have us in the flower beds doing things and all this. You know, she always had this thing about keeping focus and everything, and my employees around here all know about the fact that, you know, our little theme and motto is keep your head down and your tail up, because
right.
if you keep your head down in this economy, if you stay disciplined, you do the things that your customers need you to do, you're working really hard and doing the right things, you can make it through this economy. You can make it through pretty much any of these economies as long as you're doing those kind of things.
One of the things that I've been saying that I remind people about, and I'll get your thoughts on this in a second, is I remind them that somebody is buying something from somebody somewhere right now. It might as well be you.
That's exactly right.
What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, my favorite bumper sticker, I think, that I've seen on the interstate, you know, says if a trucker hauls it, a salesman sold it.
I like that.
And I think that, you know, if you stop and think about it, the world goes
as
around.
An old salesman, that's my kind of bumper sticker.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, and the world is still going to turn, whoever is, you know, president and everything, and I think that you still have to go out and do the fundamentals to be successful. And I think that, you know, my company doesn't sell real estate. My company is not
right.
involved in subprime loans. My company
right.
provides technology. My company's products and services save companies monies and
add value.
Be more
add value to the marketplace.
Exactly, and I think
yeah.
that's, you know, that's the secret to our success.
And don't we all need to step back and take stock of what we do, like you were just saying, and really, really sort of engender a new level of pride in that.
I think so. I think it's
and our employees. Isn't that the kind of thing you should be talking to your employees about? How
well,
you add value to the market.
We constantly do that. We have a monthly meeting that we have, and there's kind of a town meeting where the employees ask me questions, and you know, they've had concern about some things, and obviously they're turning on the TV and the radio,
right.
and we constantly talk about doing the fundamental things well, and that we can get through this and any other difficult time. But Jim, let me plug something real quick. I mean, I'm going to deliver this similar kind of message in a couple of days up in Chicago, actually, for the Collegiate Entrepreneurs Organization, CEO,
right.
and a bunch of college kids that have embraced the entrepreneurial the spirit and everything and want to be entrepreneurs in the future. And I'm going to talk about these exact things, is that, you know, to get through difficult times, to overcome adversity, you know, a lot of it's just the basics, the blocking and tackling that, you know,
right.
you can get through to do these things and chase your dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us the website again, Jay.
It's ISITN, like Tennessee, .com.
Thank you, Jay, for being here. Good job today. The book is called Keep Swinging. Jay, we'll see you again next time.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
Keep up the good work. Quick
Thank
break.
You.
Stay with me. 29 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back with Grace Marie Turner.
Between the two of us, God, you know I love you more. It took me by
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.